USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are continuing to make their case to impeach President Trump in a Senate trial. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York says the president tried to cheat and then attempted to cover it up and got caught.
President Trump tried to cheat and solicit foreign interference in an American election. That is an attack on our character.
Speaking in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life, President Trump says he's proud to be the first sitting president to attend the rally.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Her credit score is likely to change soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate debt will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pharmaceuticals giant Bayer is defending itself over allegations its popular weed killer Roundup causes cancer. This is the fourth trial after three juries already found the company liable. The case is scheduled to last several weeks. Bayer claims the ingredient is safe. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, Republicans on Capitol Hill are discussing witnesses, who should be called and who shouldn't be called, and according to Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, he doesn't want to hear from anyone.
I was pretty offended by the idea that there's a record here and there's not one scintilla of evidence that Hunter Biden did wrong when you stop the House from calling Hunter Biden. So that's having your head in the sand. But here's the thing. I don't want to call Hunter Biden. I don't want to call Joe Biden. I want somebody to look at that when this is done. I think I've got enough from the public record to believe that their assertion, there's no there, there, falls short. I think I know enough about the Ukraine to believe that we didn't betray the country.
Investigators believe two people killed in a massive Southeast Texas plant explosion worked at the facility.
Been in contact with families. We've made it, we told them that we can't say 100% it's their loved ones, but, you know, you connect the dots, the probability is high, very high that it's them.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo believes there's still a possibility of more victims, but it's all being sorted out.
We only have two people that are accounted for, and we have recovered two bodies. That doesn't mean that there's people that no one knows were in the area, and so we cannot say that whether or not there's more victims, but right now it appears a high probability there's only two victims.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.